This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. On the second night of their convention in Boston, Democrats blamed President Bush for dividing the country and starting a misguided war in Iraq. Unity was on display as the delegates heard from candidates who ran against John Kerry in the primaries, and they listened to one of the elder statesmen of the party, as well as one of its brightest stars. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
And how many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man?
Last night's program was a blend of the past and the future. The delegates heard Peter, Paul, and Mary singing Bob Dylan's anti-war anthem. They listened to the party's liberal lion, Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy, and they cheered a rising young centrist, Illinois State Senator Barack Obama, who was given the coveted post of keynote speaker. He told the delegates that John Kerry and John Edwards represented the politics of hope.
It's the hope of slaves sitting around a fire singing freedom songs. The hope of immigrants setting out for distant shores. The hope of a young naval lieutenant bravely patrolling the Mekong Delta. The hope of a mill worker's son who dares to defy the odds. The hope of a skinny kid with a funny name who believes that America has a place for him, too.
The skinny kid with the funny name is Obama, the son of a black man from Kenya and a white woman from Kansas. Obama stands a good chance of winning a U.S. Senate seat from Illinois this fall. Obama criticized President Bush on the Iraq war, but he promised that Democrats led by John Kerry would prosecute the war on terror as aggressively as any Republican.
Now, let me be clear. We have real enemies in the world. These enemies must be found, they must be pursued, and they must be defeated. John Kerry knows this. And just as Lieutenant Kerry did not hesitate to risk his life to protect the men who served with him in Vietnam, President Kerry will not hesitate one moment to use our military might to keep America safe and secure. John Kerry believes in America.
Obama's speech was firmly in the Clinton tradition, the promise to be strong on defense, the proclamation that Americans don't expect government to solve all their problems, and the claim that the other side practices the politics of division.
There are those who are preparing to divide us, the spin masters, the negative ad peddlers, who embrace the politics of anything goes. Well, I say to them tonight, there is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America. There is not a black America and a white America and Latino America and Asian America. There's the United States of America.
Before Barack Obama was out of elementary school, Ted Kennedy was speaking at Democratic conventions, eight in all. And last night, Kennedy invoked a Democratic hero to make his case against President Bush.
In the depths of the Depression, Franklin Roosevelt inspired the nation when he said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Today we say, "The only thing we have to fear is four more years of George Bush."
Although the Kerry campaign had urged all the speakers to avoid harsh partisan rhetoric, Kennedy attacked both the president and Vice President Cheney by name for practicing what he called the politics of fear and favoritism.
If each of us cared about the public interest, we wouldn't have had the excesses of Enron. We wouldn't have had the abuses of Halliburton. And Vice President Cheney would be retired to an undisclosed location.
The extraordinary unity of the Democratic Party was on full display yesterday. The delegates passed their platform with no controversy, and several of the candidates who lost the nomination to John Kerry praised him from the podium.
I'm Howard Dean, and I'm voting for John Kerry.
Dean, Congressman Dick Gephardt, and former Senator Carol Moseley Braun spoke. But of the losers, Dean had the most important role to play. Although Kerry has succeeded in solidifying the Democratic base, there are still Dean supporters considering a vote for Ralph Nader. Last night, Dean got a long and loud ovation as he asked them to follow him as he stood shoulder to shoulder with the man who beat him in the primaries. The Democrats heard from some unusual speakers last night, including the son of one of the Republican Party's biggest heroes, President Ronald Reagan. Ron Reagan said his speech was not political. He was there to talk about the promise of embryonic stem cell research, which many believe could help find cures for diseases like diabetes, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's, which led to his father's death. John Kerry supports the research. George W. Bush opposes it. It's an issue important to Christian fundamentalists who argue that interfering with the development of embryos is murder.
A few of these folks, needless to say, are just grinding a political axe, and they should be ashamed of themselves. But many... But many are well-meaning and sincere. Their belief is just that, an article of faith, and they are entitled to it. But it does not follow that the theology of a few should be allowed to forestall the health and well-being of the many. And how can we affirm life if we abandon those whose own lives are so desperately at risk?
John Kerry's wife, Teresa Hines Kerry, was a featured speaker last night. She is the first spouse of a nominee to have a major speaking role at a convention.
My name is Teresa Hines Kerry. And by now, I hope it will come as no surprise that I have something to say.
On the campaign trail, many Democrats worry about what Mrs. Hines Kerry might say. She is famously unpredictable and often impolitic. Just the other day, she told an editor of a conservative Pittsburgh newspaper to shove it. Mrs. Kerry is more exotic than most candidate spouses. Born in Mozambique, fluent in five languages, she's the widow of Republican Senator John Hines and a billionaire philanthropist.
My right to speak my mind, to have a voice, to be what some have called opinionated. is a right I deeply and profoundly cherish. And my only hope is that one day soon, women who have all earned their right to their opinions, instead of being called opinionated, will be called smart and well-informed, just like men.
Mrs. Kerry praised her husband last night, saying he put his life on the line for his country. Tonight, John Edwards will be formally nominated for vice president. He will be introduced by his wife, Elizabeth Edwards. Mara Liasson, NPR News in Boston.
For a roundup of convention news, opinion, and analysis, along with audio of NPR's nightly coverage, visit our website, npr.org.